life after death, and the period of tribulation. Revelation chapter 9, and I will read, you know, around the world now there are events of war and rumors of wars, and we trust God that God in His Word will send us on time. Revelation chapter 9, I'll read the whole chapter. This is, it looks like something abnormal, non-realistic, but all will take place. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should torment them 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he strikes a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses, prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of the woman, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. And their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue had his name Apollyon. One war is past, and behold, there comes 2 wars more thereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the 4 angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the 4 angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the 3rd part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And I hear the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having a breastplate of fire and of jacinth and a brimstone, and the heels of the horses were as the heads of the lions, and out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone. But these 3 was the 3rd part of men killed by the fire and by the smoke, by the brimstone, which issue out of their mouth. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone, and of food, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips, O God, and explain the message. Whatever words that you want to speak to your people, put on my lips. Expound it, O God. Let people be aware that your second coming is real, and also the time of tribulation after you take your church is real, that people will heed and repent and change their ways, O God. I pray whatever prophetic word in this message, let it come through. Let take the message and spread it beyond these walls to reach people who are in need to hear these words of yours. I pray for people to repent, to hear the message, to change their ways, to fear you and tremble in your presence. I pray for fruit. I pray for workers and servants to be raised up. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. In chapter 8, we spoke how God is sending his rod. In chapter 9, during the period of tribulation, God will allow devil and his servants and the demons and the power of hell to also display under the control of God. God sent two angels, and these two angels had allowed the work of devil to take place. You know, God overall, God will deal with the wicked by his own way also, and God also will allow the work of he allowed the devil to be used to destroy the evil people when they are not willing to repent. And the angel, and the fifth angel stood, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. That is the angel when he sounded the trumpet. The judgment of God allow a star to fall from heaven, and that angel was giving a key for the bottomless pit. And in verse 2, and he opened the bottomless pit. You know, the bottomless pit is a place in hell where demons are locked there. And you know, this one bottomless pit, it has no bottom. When you are falling from high, you will fall to the bottom. But when there is no bottom, you continuous falling. And that is the point of bottomless pit, because the demons have no point of repentance or chance to repent and come back to it. But we have. Man has angels and demons has not. Those demons who had failed God, they have no chance to repent and come back. But human have, God had given chance till we die. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of it, of the pit, a smoke of hell, as the smoke of the great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by the reason of the smoke of the pit, this darkness. You know, when God allowed the power of darkness to prevail, there'll be darkness. We spoke last week, God's privilege, we have sun in the day, we have moon in the night. And God is controlling the power of darkness. He's closing the bottomless pit now. He's not allowing demons to jump in a full power. So we need to get healed. The thing that we do wrong now, we need to repent, because this is the best time to repent. And there came up the smoke locusts. These are demons, but in different shape. Locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power. They have power, demon has power. And as the scorpion of the earth have power. Scorpion, they will bite, they have stings. They will torment, they will pain, and they will kill. Demon the same. But during the period of tribulation, they will be given more power. God is using them to bring repentance to those who are not willing to repent. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green things, neither any tree, but only those men which have not seal of God And therefore, the instruction was given to them by the devil, and God allowed it, that they will not hear the green things, but they will hear those who have no seed. In chapter 7 of Revelation, and verse 2 and 3, God sent an angel beforehand to mark those who repented, those people. Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 2 and 3. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hear the earth of the to hear the earth and the sea, saying, Hear not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. So during the period of tribulation, there will be people get saved. They will be sealed. So when those demons from the bottomless pit will be released, the instruction given to them not to hear those who are sealed, those are the servants of God, but they will hear those who are not yet repented, in order to bring pain in their life so that they will repent. In verse 5, Revelation 9, verse 5, and to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should torment them 5 months. During the period of tribulation, approximately more or less 7 years. That is 5 months they will, such kind of pain God allows, through the bottomless pit demons, they will arise and do these things. And their torment was as the torment of the scorpion when he struck a man. Pain. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. At that time, because of the severe pain, they desire death. They want to die so that they think that after death there will be no pain. But after death, since they are not repented, they will go to hell. The torment continues. You know, some people, they say, it's better for me to die. You know, death will not take the pain away if you are not repented. Death will bring you to hell where your demons will be tormenting you. And that's why here the book of Revelation is very clearly speak about things. And verse 7. The shape of these demons and the shape of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. You know when he say horses prepared unto battle? You know what is the character of the horse in the battle? The horse, he's an animal. He's not only powerful, but one of the character of the horse in the battle, he is unstoppable. He can't be stopped. In the book of Job, it's written that even if there's in front of him, you know, another horse man, and he has weapon, and weapon is deadly, he will go ahead and he will fight. He is not afraid. He will not turn. He is not afraid. That is where the power of demon God allowed at that time. And on their heads were are given crowns like gold. They have power. They have prestige, presented as a prestigious demon, and their faces were like the faces of men. They have appearance, and they had hair as the hair of a woman. The hair of a woman, they have beauty to attract, they have power. And their teeth were as the teeth of lions. Teeth of lions, you know, they will not bite, but they will crush. That's here simplify for us how the power of darkness will be the at the period of tribulation. That's an invitation for humankind today to repent, not to wait until that time. And they had breastplates to protect them, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. The sound, it brings terror. When they will sound, before they will arrive, when you hear the sound, you are terrified already. And they had tails like unto scorpions, they have tails. And there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. You know, what is the danger of the scorpions? It's not only to bite, but the scorpion bites when you are not aware of it. They will bite by their tails. Even you crush the body, the tail is go back to you and give you stink. And that's where here, when we are not aware of God Almighty, how He will allow stains to come into our lives. Amen? And they will not put to death. They will hurt. 5 months they will continue to do that. And they had the king over them. They have king. You know, spells of from hell, they have leaders, demons. They have kings over them, which is an angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue has his name Apollyon. Abaddon and also Apollyon, the meaning of them is destruction. That is the name of their kings. One war is past, and behold, there come two wars more hereafter. Are you sad to hear this news like that? It is terrifying, but this is the word of God. We have to go through it. Yeah? That is not a movie. This is a real thing that will take place. That's why we need to expound it. There's one war, another war will pass, another war will also pass. So there's one after another, verse 13. Now we'll go to the sixth angel. That's the fifth angel. The sixth angel, that when he will sound the trumpet, there's another movement of work of devil and hell will be moving. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God. That is, the voice is the voice of God, the voice of the word of God. When coming command of the Lord, what will be taking place? Saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are born in the great river Euphrates. There are four angels at that area, and that's in the Middle East. And what's going on nowadays is a great conflict in the Middle East. They say, let the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Verse 14. Let them be loosed. Let them allow the work of devil. Now, when they sent them, God put up his hand. The certain time God will punish, certain time God will use the power of darkness to punish and do the work. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and that's 200 million. That's the army that will be used by the devil. These are humans, but they are possessed and moved by demons. Where 200,000, I hear the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having a breastplate of fire to protect them, and of jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed. This army will kill 1/3 of the population. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone, which is out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth, and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands. Certain time we ask why God will allow all these things. When we come to know that even with such kind, there are people not yet repented. Those who were once they were killed, they are dead. The two-thirds who are remaining, who are unsealed, still they are not repented of the work of their hands. What they are not repented of? They are not repented of the work of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of the wood, which neither can see, which nor hear nor walk. Then they did not stop of worshiping idols. They did not stop of honoring material things. Material things and worldly things is more important in their life than going back to God. And the last verse says, neither repented they of their murders, their sins are murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication immoralities, nor of their theft, stealing, immorality, witchcrafts, and murders. They did not repent in spite of all these things. Period of tribulation is a real thing will take place. God sent us today His word to soften your heart, not to go your own way, but to heed. There's another way. There's one way to heaven, that's Jesus. But Jesus take us through the narrow way. Ways that we don't like. We don't want to be disciplined. We don't want to be corrected. We don't want to be squeezed. But that way, we might be alone. But that way we take a start. Let's all stand. Don't take the grace of God for granted. God has a good plan for you. God wants you to feed Him and back to Him. Thank the Lord. I bless you, Lord. I magnify you, Lord. God is calling you to follow Him wholeheartedly. You might not be aware, but God has a good plan. You may have another plan, but God has another good plan for you. Jesus wants to be a friend with you. This word, the purpose of the message tonight is to bring you near to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I commit my life unto you, Lord. Pray to Jesus. Tell him, I commit my life unto you, Lord. I will follow you. I will abide with your word and your will into my life. I magnify your name. Thank you for you died for me. Thank you, you promised that you will come and take me. Thank you, you say you will neither leave me nor forsake me. I bless you. I magnify you. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grace to bear. What a privilege. Yeah. burden. He's your friend. He's there beside you. Come to Him. Then, Lord, I surrender my life and will unto you, Lord. Help me, God, this time of trouble that I'm in. Take me out. Oh, Lord, there's hope and trust in you that you do grand things. I trust you, God. I trust your word. But I pray for my brothers and my sisters, those who are here, and those who are in other places. You know the situations. You know they are suffering. As they are coming to you in the prayers and repentance and deciding in their heart to follow your ways and your will. Lord, bless them. Bless them, Lord. And be with them, solve their problem, give them wisdom and strength, and guide them, O God, with your grace and your mercy. We magnify you. We adore you. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. I trust you, Lord, that the miracles, the wonders, the thanksgiving, there's testimony, there are healings, doors to be opened, and the great things you have done already to us as we pray. Bless us, O God, in large word to let us. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We want to see Jesus lifted high. Amen. Love your hand to the Lord.
You are the Jesus, Mr. Christ, step by step.